السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. درود and سلام، peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. It is the mercy, the fadl and the karam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has brought us now to the ashrul awakhir, the final stages of the month of Ramadan. May Allah make us such that we value these last few days of the month of Ramadan. This is supposed to be the climax of the month of Ramadan. There are three or four things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized in this last 10 nights and days. The first part we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shadd al-mi'zar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to tighten his waist, that means his lungi or his salwar, used to tighten it. By this is meant that he spent the days in the masjid, more exerted himself more in ibadat, also got his family up also for tilawat, zikr, dua, istighfar. And not only that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed upon the sahaba to value what they have in the last few days and moments. Perhaps we may not see it again. And this was the cry of Hazrat Mu'ana rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. If you listen to all his previous Ramadan bayanats, then he mentioned very categorically that make this the Ramadan, the month, the mother of all Ramadans. Perhaps we may not see Ramadan again. And how are we spending this Ramadan without Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? Allah fill his qabr with noor. The walls of this masjid, this musalla, this mimbar will be a testimony on the day of Qiyamah, how Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi cried tears. This khoon that he had, this burning blood in his heart, was transformed through the tears. And how much he cried here. So this crying, inshallah, will never go in vain. So the first thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself. The second sunnah that he emphasized on is i'tikaf. Today we'll speak something about i'tikaf, inshallah. The third thing he said, taharraw. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, taharraw laylatul qadri fi ashril awakhir. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would search for Laylatul Qadr, some Ramadans were in the beginning, middle, but in towards the end of his life, especially in the last 10 nights, odd nights, search for it. So when a person sits for i'tikaf, one of the objectives is to search. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. We had the first flight already leave. Moana always used to say there are five flights, the odd nights flights, you know, the first, 21st, 23rd, 23rd, 5th, like that. And used to say that get on any flight and see how you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is Laylatul Ja'izah, the night preceding Eid also will come. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be giving prizes, imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a token in this world for all the ibadat. Leave alone what we will get inshallah in Jannat for keeping the fast and observing all these ibadat. Allah Pak give us myself and all of us the tawfiq. The ayat I quoted from Surah Nur in the 18th juz, fi buyutin adin Allah, they are houses of Allah. These masajid are the best places on earth. And the marketplaces are known as, inverted commas, the worst places.
We have to go and do our necessity, work, jobs, duties, perform actions and come back to live. Kasbul halal is farz. But try and spend a lot of time in the masjid, inshallah. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that I am looking for that heart. قَلْبٌ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Where is that heart that is connected to the masjid? Start our day, inshallah, tahajjud at home, or even in the masjid, and then go to work, come back to masjid, zuhur salah, come back from work, asr salah, go home, come back for maghrib salah, go home, come back for isha salah, and from isha salah, back to your home. So you have your heart connected to a masjid. On the day of qiyamah, you will be given a shade from the throne of Allah. Allah will say, where are those people who had their hearts connected to the masjid? Then, what is this i'tikaf all about? There are three types of i'tikaf. Just few basic masail. Maulana will inshallah talk to the people, mu'takifin. We can also make niyat inshallah. There are three types. One is wajib i'tikaf, if a person took a vow, took a pledge to Allah, that if some certain task is fulfilled, I will keep 1 day or 2 days or 3 days i'tikaf. That is wajib for nazar or for vow. The two now we are experiencing now in the 10 days, the last 10 days, and throughout the world we find in the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, the rewards are increased, multifold, all the akabirin, that 10 days sunnat-e-mu'akkada al-kifaya i'tikaf. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward these brothers that are seated here. At least they removing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the locality. Imagine if nobody sat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the wrath of Allah descends. The people are not blessed. They are deprived of the mercy and barakat in these days. So even if one person sits, Allah's fazl, that the whole community is absolved. This what they have to do. And the last one is nafil i'tikaf. So the three types, wajib, sunnat-e muakkada, and nafil. Now nafil i'tikaf, whenever we come to the masjid, make this niyat, we're coming for salah. That is one niyat. If there is a nikah, I will attend another niyat. If there is a janazah, I will attend another niyat. But as soon as we enter the boundary of the masjid, read the masnoon dua. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmati. Make dua. Nawaitu li'atikaf lillahi ta'ala azza wa jal ma dumtu fil masjid. I am making i'tikaf in this masjid as long as I am in the masjid. So we came for salah. 10-15 minutes we came away. We got nafil i'tikaf sawab. Say inshallah, brothers. Every salah we come in, and we have found in Hazrat Rahmatullah's life, in our Kabirin's life, as soon as they enter the masjid, right leg, keep the sunnah in mind, nafil i'tikaf. So the long as you spend the 10-15 minutes, you're coming for Jummah, you're spending about an hour. You're coming for a program, you're spending 2 hours. You're getting i'tikaf sawab. And if a person, it comes in a hadith, spends 1 day i'tikaf, 1 day or 1 night, i'tikaf sawab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance him for 3 trenches, thalatha khanadik, and the distance of 1 trench is from the earth to the heavens, subhanallah. It comes in a hadith, the riwayat of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, if a person makes the 10 days i'tikaf, ka hajjatain wa umratain, he gets the sawab of 2 hajj and 2 umrah, subhanallah. Sitting in the masjid of your locality, you're getting the sawab of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. Allah take us for hajj and umrah. Allah give us the love in azmat. Allah give us death in Makkah and Medina. But we can get easy sawab. Like if a person sits after fajr till sunrise, little bit of zikr, tasbih, dua, and he reads 2 rakats, namaz of salatul ishraq, he gets the sawab of 1 maqbool hajj and umrah. Just 2 rakats nafil namaz. So in Ramadan we can score so many points, so many things that get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these were the 3 types of i'tikaf. What is the amal of i'tikaf? We have seen from our life of our akabirin, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba ikram emphasize. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi, Allah give him jazai khair, Mawana himself mentioned when the jamaat work started in 1962, he said, become pigs of the masjid, become like pillars of a masjid. And the place when they went masjid to masjid, sleeping i'tikaf in the masjid, nafil i'tikaf in the masjid. What was the meaning of the pig? Become a pillar of the masjid. Cry in the court of Allah. Oh Allah, give hidayah to the people. Oh Allah, forgive the people of the locality. Oh Allah, get closer to Allah subhanahu. So a person has disconnected himself now for 10 days. Only connect yourself with Allah. No family, no other thing. You can do a little bit of business, but with limitations. But what we are saying is keep the adab of the masjid. The main thing is the adab of the masjid. And not only that, Maulana says that I heard Haji Bhai Padia crying for 2 hours in the masjid. What was it? For the hidayat of the people. Those tears, those sweat, never go vain. Look at from 1962 to now. Allah shukar, thousands are coming. Thousands have become huffaz, qurra, ulama by the tears of some people. Some mujahada was made. Throughout the world, the jamaats are traveling. Allah reward them, give them jazai khair. All the ijtimaat, all the barakat is sitting in a masjid and crying, having ta'aleen, Quran, tilawat, zikr, tasbih, dua, crying for the ummah. That's how hidayat spread. That's how sahaba made, wherever they went to a masjid. Hadrat Sufi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi came here also. Wherever he performed salat, that became the masjid. Likewise, so many masajid in South Africa. Allah reward those, the forerunners, the founders of every masajid. If you build a house of Allah on earth, Allah builds for you a house in Jannah. Subhanallah. Multifold reward, brothers, for itikaf. So those who are not in sunnat itikaf, make nafil itikaf. From asr till fajr, plan your work such a way that you sit, come in from asr time, right till fajr time. You can go to college, school, university. Come here from asr time till fajr time. And weekends adjust our times, inshallah. Then in the itikaf is tilawat al-Quran. We talk to Allah. Allah's kalam. May try and make khatam. Depends on our recitation. With tajweed and tarteel. At least every 3 nights, 1 Quran khatam. People sitting in itikaf finish 1 whole Quran in 24 hours. 1 day, 1 Quran. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi ta'ala, in Ramadan, 60 Qurans. How they did it? They sat for itikaf. Disconnected themselves from everything. Connected with Allah. Then you got zikr. You got dua. So many things you have to do while you are in itikaf. And also make ikram. Most important. Do not cause inconvenience to a fellow brother or brother sitting in itikaf. Very, very important. That we keep our time limits, time for eating, sleeping, everything. And also the lights, the fan, do not interfere. Don't make it somebody feels hot, somebody feels cold. We should make a little bit of sabr. All our luxuries we have left at home. But we are now the guest of Allah. Like how we in Makkah and Medina, the guest of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the guest of Allah in the house of Allah. Why is it we come in last and we out first? Keep our hearts connected to the masjid. This masjid spot where you are making sajda, on the day of Qiyamah, will say, Ya Allah, this person made sajda here, this person made itikaf here, oh Allah, protect that person. And the spot where you do guna will also speak. So likewise, we make sajda in different parts of the masjid. So keep these adab in mind. Allah reward all the mu'takifin. We request them to make dua for us. We make dua for you. Also, there is a masla. Also, one of the sunnats is, Nabi Sahasam's wives also made itikaf. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, my room and Masjid al-Nabawi was almost together. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opened the door, I could see him, he could see. So we don't have our wives here, ladies can also sit at home in the room, in the confines of the bedroom or wherever you have somebody to serve them. Keep the Shari'i limits. Very, very important. Do the household work quickly and then sit in that place. They must make tawbah, istighfar, tilawat. So this is the masail that is very, very important to know. There are other rules and regulations concerning the atikaf, inshallah, that Maulana Naeem Sahab will have for the mutakifin. Brothers, may Allah reward us, may Allah bless us. We have spent the 21st night in search of Laylatul Qadr. It is the feeling in the heart. Hadrat Aisha says, look for it. And she requested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what should we do? He said, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are pardoning, you are the most forgiving, forgive me. This is the dua that is recited generally in the nights of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us the value of it. It is said, Man qama Laylatul Qadri, imana wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That whoever would firm iman and conviction in the hope of the mercy and the sawabs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he finds Laylatul Qadr, then Allah forgives his sins. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all, inshallah. We request du'as from the mu'takifin, our sisters at home too, sitting for itikaf, wherever it is. We even got brothers in the prison that are fasting. We told them they can't run anywhere, so they're sitting for itikaf certain places. So this is it. We make niyat once in a lifetime, inshallah. Some way we'll sit. And this sohbat-e-awliya, is better than 100 rakats nafil namaz, 1000 rakats nafil namaz, sit in the company of the mashayikh. You have company of the angels. And when a person terminates the i'tikaf, it comes in a mafhum of one hadith. The angels that were with him in the masjid follow him. If he gets sick, the angels make dua for him. If he has some haja, the angels follow him and make dua that oh Allah fulfill his haja. So inshallah today also we'll complete our masnoon duas. Those who are new, they don't know the masnoon wazifa kitab of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, damar barakatuhum, Allah give him long life, good health. We are reciting one dua every day, alhamdulillah, for the past 2 weeks now. We are almost in the towards the end. We have completed so many duas, a little bit of revision. Inshallah, anybody need copies? Have you got some of this? They can get some in the library. There are a few copies of the Masnoon, Wazifa, Dua, all from Quran and Sunnah. So let us recite a little bit of this, then we'll make zikr and dua, inshallah. Our Masnoon, Tasbihat, we said three kuls first. The Sahabi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best wazifa, form of protection, if we put our trust in Allah through these ayats and ahadith. Let us recite our three quotes first. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس I will recite three times أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم and the last three verses of Surah Al-Hashr inshallah. 70,000 angels in the morning and 70,000 if we recite in the evening will make dua maghfirat and protection inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
Then seven times حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم
حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم
Now the comprehensive dua, we cannot finish all the wazifas. And inshallah on your own we try to make it a habit morning and evening. We must complete these masmoon surahs and duas inshallah. The comprehensive dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was shown.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri mast'aadha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim
Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah, make some zikr and dua. Few minutes of zikr. Allah Ta'ala reward everybody, inshallah. One tasbih of la ilaha illallah, this is a remembrance. Comes in one hadith, one sahabi, imagine a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was about to die and the kalima was not coming out. His heart was locked. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi in Fazail, a dhikr has mentioned, that always make one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. So the sahabi, Rasulullah SAW was informed that this sahabi of yours, his heart is locked. He cannot recite the kalima, is on the deathbed. So there must be something that has gone wrong. So Nabi SAW inquired, just to make it short in essence, that he found out that his mother was alive. So find out from his mother what has happened. And his mother was informed, and he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, let's burn him. Order the firewood, let's burn him. He'd rather burn in the fire of this world than burning in the fire of the hereafter. So upon inquiry, the mother was upset. The mother did not feel well that this person did not fulfill the rights of the parent, of the mother. May Allah safeguard us. Our parents are alive, brothers. Serve them, honor them. And if they have passed on, send Isa alayhi sawab for them. Then what happened? Rasulullah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, what is the problem? He said that he used to cause me inconvenience. So that is why I became very angry with him. And because of that, the kalima could not come out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, please forgive him. Then I will intercede on his behalf. Inshallah, he will die with iman. And this is what happened. She made tawbah. She said, I forgive him for the sake of Allah. He recited the kalima. And then he passed away. Nabi SAW performed this janaza. He got Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Alqama radiyallahu ta'ala. This is a warning about our youngsters to obey their parents as well. May Allah, all of us, even if we are old, our parents are alive, serve them. And if they have passed on, we send Isa alayhi sawab for them. Something came to mind today at tahajjud time was that Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi, we mentioned this hadith a lot. But besides the zikr, his dua, something that he left while he was alive, is sadaqah jariya. It comes in hadith that إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدٍ قَتَلَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That when a person passes away, three things will be recurring sawab. So we must try and do something. One is, leave behind pious children. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. May Allah make all our children pious, inshallah. Mawlana has got family members, all Allah Ta'ala guide them. If the father is pious, seven generations down, inshallah, the children will be pious. Look at the tafsir of وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Seven generations down, inshallah, it is said, if we are pious, our children, grandchildren, inshallah, will follow. Our grandparents made effort, fathers helped us. Fathers helped us, we are now here. What about our progeny, inshallah? So leave behind pious children that will make waladin salihin yad'ulahu, will go and make isale sawab and dua maghfirat. So we make dua for Maulana's family also. Two is, ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi ta'ala, when he graduated and came as an alim, he didn't sit back in it. Wait, look at the first life of Maulana in Moy River and Escort, the Qurbani, the sacrifices. It is said of all the Akabirin, look at the earlier life of Mujahada. Then they have come to that pinnacle where Allah brought them. And then they have all the luxuries, whatever they wanted, Allah gave them. Just as a test, first, through the Mujahada. So, ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, how many thousands of people around the world have benefited from Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's knowledge. As Imam, as Muallim, Mudarris, teacher, whatever it is. And all walks of life used to come for advice. So, this is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. All those who learned from Mawlana must now practice and impart that knowledge. This will be sadaqah jariya. And the last one is sadaqatin jariya. Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi had this foresight and wisdom. He translated Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib's all his works from Urdu and Arabic and Persian into English. Ma'rif al-Masnavi in English and so many other kitabs in English. This is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, also imparting the knowledge of his kitabs and CDs. And sadaqah jariya is such, these kitabs and CDs till qiyamah inshallah will remain. This was Hazrat's dua. When he left Durban, he came here in 1996. He wrote a whole ash'ar on behalf of Mawlana. Some other time, inshallah, we'll get somebody to recite and explain Hazrat Sheikh's good tawajjuh on Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi ta'ala. So, sadaqah jariya. Not only through knowledge and kitabs, donate a Quran, borehole, well, masjid, isale sawab, this is it, on behalf of some deceased. This is sadaqah jariya. Caring for the orphans, the needy, some good we do. Then on Qabr we'll get the rewards. Inshallah we'll see the rewards and reap the benefits on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And if we want the company like how we had the companionship of awliya, whenever our bayat is taken with any mashayikh, they tell us that you want the sohbat of the shaykh in this world, follow the sunnats and the teachings of the shaykh. You want the sohbat in the hereafter, follow the sunnats and the teachings of the shaykh. Inshallah you'll rise up with the shaykh. So this is it. We all are missing Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So Allah ta'ala give us the opportunity to emulate all the beautiful lifestyles, inshallah. We'll want tasbih of La ilaha illallah, then we'll make dua, inshallah. And take out everything from the heart. Turn to Allah. This heart is the safe box of Allah. Allah cannot be stored anyway. Think Allah is entering our heart. All the dirt is coming out. That's why he said, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, everything else is out. You are now inside our heart. Make, close our eyes, a little bit of concentration. Right? And say one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. First time to say Muhammad Rasulullah is what? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Whoever we are bayat to, inshallah, complete all our masnoon wazifas. We'll make sure dua now, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الذي هدانا الحمد لله الذي هدانا بالإسلام اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل واكب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالقيام والصيام ولك الحمد بالزكاة ولك الحمد بالجهاد ولك الحمد بحج بيت الله الحرام رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذنا ولمشايخنا ولمن لكن حق علينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات
لقد حقق القول وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
Oh Allah, forgive us on this Mubarak day of the month of Ramadan, after tilawat Quran, after dhikrullah, after some sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive us all that are assembled here. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, all those sitting for itikaf throughout the world, reward them, let them remember us in their du'as. Oh Allah, reward them and their family members, give them barakah and give them jazai khair. Oh Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa. All those who have passed on, fill the qabr with noor. Oh Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, grant him the highest stage of the Jannatul Firdaus. Accept all his khidmat of deen and whatever he has done, ya Allah, send it, and whatever we recite, send his salih sawab and sadaqah jariyah. Oh Allah, let us benefit from the barakat of his du'as and nasihat. He is crying from the same musalla. Oh Allah, the walls of the masjid are crying for Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Let it be such that whenever dying moments come, that it be in Madina Tayyibah, we are coming smiling towards you and the people are crying for us. Oh Allah, assist the mujahideen throughout the world, especially in Palestine, in Afghanistan, wherever they are fighting for your cause. Ya Allah, ilahi kalimatullah, Ya Allah, assist them with your ghaibi forces of the malaikatul muqarrabeen. Have mercy upon the ummah in Somalia, in other parts of the world suffering pains and sorrows. Oh Allah, bring about peace and security in South Africa. Ya Allah, all our brothers and sisters in the prisons, Ya Allah, unite them with their family members, especially Sister Afia Siddiqui. Ya Allah, make it easy for her and all the ulama and mashayikh that are in the prisons of the world. Unite them with their family members. Accept their tilawat Quran, accept their tears, accept their dua, accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Most important, Ya Allah, let make us such that we find Laylatul Qadr and give us istiqama after the month of Ramadan. Increase our taqwa and you be pleased with us. Oh Allah, all our mashayikh that are alive, give them long life, good health, Ya Allah. They keep their saya, their shadow upon us for a long time. Oh Allah, all those who requested for du'as, fulfill all the permissible needs. Ya Allah, you know what is best for us. Grant us the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Ya Kareem, karam se tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghadab ka اسكو امان دے. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت انك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.